Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A&T back with another episode of the Can I Kick a Podcast. Today, we have our first guest of Season 8. I got my boy, Mr. Mike C., Mike Cohen himself, coming through today. We're going to be talking about his everything. He's got so much shit. I don't know where even to start. He's opened up his own personal training center. This man has been killing it. He's just on the most incline of all my peoples, bro. I'm like flabbergasted, to say the least. I'm super excited for this one. I just love to see my people doing good. So if you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Let's get into the podcast with Mike. Peace. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A&T back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. Got my boy Mr. Mike Cohen with me. Say what's up there, buddy, big homie.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
All right, man. It's been a long time, first of all. For those of you who don't know, I've known Mike for a very long time, since the Driftwood days. and we have a lot of catching up to do. First of all, thank you for taking the time out. Obviously, I know we've both been rescheduling this thing for like a week now. It's never changing. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, thank you for making the time.
And thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. So before we get started, you guys already know, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10 to get 10% off your online order. Shirts, hoodies, backpack, face masks, all shirts, all sizes, it doesn't matter. New designs are up on the website. Use my coupon code KICKIT, number 10. That's KICKIT10. Get 10% off your order. I have so much shit to talk about. I really don't even know where to start. a lot has changed since Driftwood.
Yeah, man.
So, if anything, let's start with your background. You've been like you've told me in the pre-podcast, you've been in the training field for 11 years. Tell me what got you into it. Like what, cause I knew you were a gym head back in the day when we were teenagers, but, I didn't know you would take it to this extent, opening up your own spot, your own, you know, owning your own business. So, what really set the tone and got you into, the whole fitness field?
Yeah, man. There wasn't really like an actual time. It was just like one of those things that I grew up playing sports and everything. And then I guess for one reason or other, you either get into it because you love it or you go through a really, really bad breakup for your like mental sanity and stuff like that. So unfortunately, you know, I had a bad breakup and I lost my scholarship and shit like that. So, you know, to stay away from all the drugs and the toxic behavior, you know, I just, you know, really dove into fitness and really like trying to get that revenge body that everybody wants. And then, you know, I fell in love with the process and I educated myself with, you know, a bunch of stuff that I, you know, started using with my friends and, you know, stuff like that. So like, that's kind of basically where everything started going on. And then, you know, you fell in love with the results and, you know, got really good at it. Cause you know, I wanted to own my own business. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was like, fuck it, man. You know, I'm good at this. I might as well just run with it and see how far it takes me, you know?
Facts, big facts. That's kind of like how I am with the podcast. It's like, started out as rapping, and I was rapping for 15, 16.
Oh, trust me, I know. I remember all those songs back in the day.
So it's like the same thing. It's like, I never imagined me doing like a podcast, and like the thought was always there. And like, once I got into it, I just took off with it and fell in love with it. And like, now I'm 8 seasons in. Over 80 episodes I've done over almost 30 episodes with my boy Martinez every Tuesday. And it's just like, it's just something that you fall in love with. So I can definitely see the comparison, because a lot of times, like people don't find that passion. And when they do, it's like, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? So, and you're younger than me. How old are you now? You're like, what, if I had to guess, 20?
Nah, man, I'm 30, man. I'm an old head like you. Yeah, we old heads.
Oh,
boy.
Shit.
Stupid.
Wait a minute, my bad. I thought you were... You know what it is? It's the fucking beard, okay? I'm not...
That's what it is,
It's
man.
The beard. It's the beard.
I mean, thank God I take off my hat, man. I look like I'm 50, so, ooh. You know, I got to keep the hat on and the beard looking good, so...
Yeah, big facts, big
facts.
You know,
it is what it is.
Like I was saying, like with like just the passion and like it's such a good feeling, like to see your friends like get to that point and like they do something as, you know, phenomenal and, you know, as big as opening up your own personal training center and you know, being a personal trainer and helping out the people in the neighborhood and, you know, whoever's in the field or out there looking for, you know, a personal trainer in a spot, and for you to be able to take something that you love to do, you know, outside of, you know, if you had a regular job, you know, I know this is going to be probably a big part of your life. So, like, you know, something that usually, like, the outside, like, us regular people, we do for fun or, like, on the side or, you know, after work and after we, you know, put the kids, you know, to in daycare.
I mean, yeah,
school.
Man, that's how it started with me. I was bartending and serving tables for about 7 of these years before I even got into fitness. So I know exactly what you were talking about.
Big facts, man. I'm just happy that I'm here to talk about it, because I like I said, it's just something about seeing your friends like succeed, bro. It's just like it's like one of those highs that you never knew you had until you see it unfold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love to see people succeed. I don't care if it's you opening up your own personal training center, if it's, you know, Joe Schmo that we knew from second grade opening up a sub shop, or, you know, somebody starting their own merchandise. You know, it's all in the lines of just seeing your people succeed. So,
oh, for sure, man. What I say is, I make it, we all make it, man.
Yeah, big facts, man. Big facts. So, also in my notes that you sent me, you also touched on that there is a there's four. I didn't even know this. four major categories that you feel that the fitness training world neglects on. Can you touch on those four? Give us a brief description, because I didn't, you know, I'm not really a gym head like that. I'm not like I used to be. You know, I used to catch me in LA from time to time, but now I done got the.
Yeah, I saw you pushing 225 back in the day. I remember those days.
Now I got the full dad bod. You know, I go to work, I come home, and then that's it. So, if you could just touch on those and explain to the people, like, you know, the four major concepts that the fitness field actually neglects or doesn't really touch upon.
Yeah, man. So, you know, me being in the industry for about 11 years now and working in, you know, the big commercial box gyms and then the small box gyms and then dealing with the high schools and the, you know, the pro and the college guys that I train now, you know, I see a lot of people really, really neglecting the range of motion and the mobility factor. I mean, you know, like some people go in there, they don't stretch, they don't do anything, and they go in there super cold, and, you know, that brings all the injuries that alleviates your range of motion. So, like, obviously you're not going to be targeting the muscle as much as you want. And that kind of like goes into the next one with the rehab and recovery. You know, people just think that, you know, you just lift and lift and lift until you can't lift anymore. Like, sometimes you got to have an active rest day, like a mobile recovery day, stuff like that. And, you know, as we're getting older, I'm preaching to the choir, man. So, you know, like we wake up some days and our back is just completely gone, or, you know, our knees hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's certain factors that can help you with that, whether, you know, it is like a yoga class or a mobility class, or even just, you know, like cupping or, you know, getting stretched out, doing what you got to do. But, you know, health is wealth, man. And you don't take care of your body, you know, you're going to be hurting. And then obviously the last thing is what I specialize in is strength and performance. So getting stronger every day, and then the performance factor is like my goal. My dream growing up was, you know, training NFL guys and, you know, the professional athletes, because, you know, it's dope. Like looking up to somebody that you idolized your entire life and actually getting to work out with him or, you know, go and do whatever. That was a thing, but obviously there was not a lot of money in that. So like my thing now is, you know, taking the average person and having them do performance workouts to better their everyday lives, you know? So like if you're in construction, you know, we got to focus on your posterior chain and your core and all this other stuff. So a lot of people just go into the gym without a plan and kind of just like throw shit against the wall. And if it works, it works. If I feel like I'm getting bigger, I'm getting stronger. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of little minor aspects that people just really neglect. And those are some of the four. Obviously there's multiple, but that's what I kind of like pride myself on, is those four factors.
Facts. Yeah. Cause, I wasn't the most, book knowledge on when it came to working out. And, I solely remember when I actually took it a little bit serious, I had a friend, George, my boy Jorge, man, from back in the day. And, he did workouts way differently than how I did workouts. You know, like you see it every day. People go in there, they throw their bags on the floor, they do a couple bench presses, a couple triceps, you know, and then call it a day. Like Jorge would like go balls to the wall, like, you know, with the cable machines and like he'll do like 8 different exercises. I didn't even know you could do like multiple like exercises on the cable machines, you know. And like yeah. He was having me do like some chest stuff, like some arm, like I'm doing the motion, like if you're here with me, but like it's an arm motion where like you do like you do like an uppercut forward.
Yeah, I know it for the chest. Yeah, man, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, dude!
I'm there with you, man. I'm there with you.
When I tell you the next day I called Jorge and I was like, bro, do not have me do that again. Like I can't even lift shit at work. So. Yeah, but that's good that you're all, since you've been doing it for so long, obviously, but that you're also very knowledgeable. So when people do stop by the center and they work out with you and you have special classes and et cetera, you actually know what you're doing. Because, you know, there's dime a dozen personal trainers. You see them all the time. And, you know, you hear stories about how some do and some don't do this, and some are legit, yeah, and some are not. So, I mean, they're just like
a lot of horror stories out there, man. A lot of horror stories in this field.
Yeah. So that's glad that you have the knowledge, and I'm glad, like, you know, like you know what you're doing. Cause like I said, like it's really shady when it comes to that stuff, because, I compare it to like how the work that I do, like I work for the sewer. And the biggest crooks in the world, next to the banks and the fucking government, are plumbers.
Yeah, man.
So it's scary to see. It's scary to see how like the plumbers will take advantage of people and tell lies and say this and say that and walk away with, you know, $1,200 for something that usually would, you know, usually would cost you maybe $200-$300, or if you knew somebody, they can do it for less, right. et cetera.
Right.
So finding the easy way out, you know, it's kind of it's very consoling that you know your stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's big, because you know, it just comes along the lines of people getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? You don't want none of that to happen, and then that's bad for business, especially just opening up your own spot.
Oh, for sure.
So that's
dope. I mean, not even that, dude. Like, I think a lot of people respect me even more is when they ask me a question and I honestly tell them, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people in life in general, they try and be Mr. Know-It-All or Mrs. Know-It-All and shit like that. And, like, they ask me a question and I'll be like, dude, honestly, I don't know. Let me refer you to, you know, my physical therapist or my nutritionist or whatever. Like, a lot of people, you know, try and hype themselves up and be this person they don't know shit, and they end up, you know, hurting the client even more and stuff like that. So, you know, your boundaries, and you don't want to try and hurt people in the same time. Got to be smart.
Big facts. So branching off of that, since the opening, or it has opened, right? You said the 29th?
No, tomorrow's the first day, man.
Okay, tomorrow's the first day. Okay. I thought I was jumping the gun there. since the announcement of you opening it, let's just say that, because it's already here. It's just not here physically as of Monday. What was one of the hardest things or one of the hardest obstacles to overcome for you to get where you're at now, to be opening up your own spot?
That's a good question. That's kind of a loaded question, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So like, I guess there's like a couple different avenues I could go down. The first one is, you know, your friends and your family and your support system, man. From the beginning, they were like, I wish you'd go back to school. I wish you would get a degree. I wish you would become a doctor or, you know, a lawyer or whatever it is.
Yep.
And, you know, like people, like, you know, you're trying to live your parents' dream, and that wasn't me, dude. And then like my dad was like, oh, I want you to take over my automobile shop. And I'm like, Dad, like, I love you, I appreciate you, but, you know, that ain't my stuff, man, you know? So there's a lot of button heads. And like, obviously, you know, you as an entrepreneur understand this, is you gotta put your head down low and put underground and just go ghost. And people get mad, like when you can't go to a wedding or whatever. But, you know, growing my business, everybody was like, you know, breaking me through the coals and you know, talking all this shit like, oh, you're stupid for not going to this wedding or I'm going on this vacation and blah, blah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But those same people that, you know, were making fun of me kind of don't really make fun of me anymore because now they're like, oh, I'm so proud of you. I know you can do it. And, you know, this, that, and third. So that was one major factor I had to like deal with. And I know a lot of people that are chasing their goals and their dreams. That's the biggest thing is that like a lot of people don't believe in themselves. So they try and bring other people down. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of people don't really have a vision.
Yeah.
So they don't have that vision. They're going to try and like tear everybody down around them just because they're not happy with themselves. So, I mean, I'll be the biggest person in your corner to, you know, tell you chase your dreams and you could do it. If I could do this, anything's possible, dude. So that was one of them. Another major factor was, I guess learning to be mature and not a petty little bitch anymore in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, I was at some facilities, you know, I was not that I was like the head honcho or the big guy there, but you know, like I was doing my job and I was doing it very, very well. And, obviously I became a threat. So like they just became haters and they, you know, whether they stole clients from me or stole money from me, like, I don't care, dude, just give me my word. I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna respect everybody. I'm gonna help you build your business, whatever. And then they, you know, people are just grimy ass people, dude. And they screwed me over at every facility that I worked at, whether it was corporate America or whether it was, you know, small box gyms. And, you know, like, you know, us being from Hollywood, whether everybody wants to laugh us there or not, but you know, like in Hollywood, you know, you don't really mess with your money like that. And, you know, you want to try and, you know, get back at them, whether it's fighting or like trashing your name or whatever. But, you know, as a professional and trying to grow your business, you can't really do that because people are going to look at you in a different way, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the biggest thing was like, you know, when you get done wrong, like, you know, you just take your bow and you go and do your thing. And when people start throwing shade on your name, you just keep on moving, bro. Keep on moving and don't let people affect you because that's what they're doing. They're doing all that shit to get a reaction out of you. And then when they don't get a reaction out of you and you just keep on grinding and growing, that makes them even more mad. So, you know, I had to learn that the hard way, but you know, those are the two or three. I don't know how many examples I gave, but two. Yeah, but yeah, those are the two main factors that any entrepreneur is going to find out. You're going to have your haters and you're going to have, you know, your quote unquote, supporting cast that says they believe in you, but they want better for you and stuff like that, you know? So those are the two biggest things.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, like, especially like nowadays you see it, it's more prominent now, I think, than ever. No matter what you do, you know, like you open up your own spot or like me doing the music, or if your homeboy wants to be a basketball player or whatever the case may be, you know, top chef, whatever, you know, there's more haters than there are givers. And
exactly.
And a lot of people don't understand that. Or if they do understand that, they let it get to themselves. And that's where a lot of these people that have these dreams and these goals, they get misconstrued and they get off track because their friends or their family are just not supporting them or not being there or, you know, saying this and that in their ear. And then the doubts come and then eventually it leads to your downfall. So,
yeah.
And it's
trust
dope.
Me, dude. I get it.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope that you can grow and you can learn from that and you understand that and you have the ability to separate it. And because a lot of people don't, you know, like I said, a lot of friends I know, you know, when I was growing up, they were either like bomb painters or like, you know, really good on computers. And then now, like, I talk to them and they're like working for like somebody else or like a business or something like that. Like somewhere where you wouldn't
just gave
see
up.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
They gave up, dog.
And like the support system is huge in anything that you do, even if it's like only one or two people, you know, it's just,
yeah, man.
You know, you want to have that reaction of like when you make it, people are going to respect you and they'll be like, oh, but like, see, I told you never give up on your dreams, on your goals. You made it. You here. And I was a part of it. I made it through the entire journey, you know, because like it's like me and you, you know, I haven't seen you since God knows when, you know, LA Fitness on Sheridan.
I haven't. Yeah. Long ass time.
Yeah,
well, I was probably 120 pounds soaking wet, man. No muscles.
Yeah, so like, but it doesn't change the fact that like I will ask about, you know, and that's why you're here too. Like, I'd ask about what's going on, or I see you always post himself, say something to you, even if it's like one of our stupid manly jokes to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you post a picture with your shirt off, I'm asking you when the calendar is coming out.
Yeah, for sure. I already got that autographed picture coming your way. Don't worry.
So, you know what I'm saying? But like, the bottom line is I'm here for it though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh no, for sure.
You know? So like, I'll never belittle somebody who has any dream, any goal. I mean, it's something that, like I said, a lot of people don't find that. And then when they do, it's too late. It's super, yeah, super too late. So like for now, it's just super dope that you can separate the two and pick and choose who you want on your squad. Cause I know you got people with you. I seen the IG videos today. I seen the IG stories.
Yeah.
You had your whole little crowd there. They all had their phones out with their balloons and shit, and they were going crazy for you. And that's what I want to see. I can't, it's like a dad watching his son grow up. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm your dad, but that feeling.
Oh, but
like,
I understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
Seeing my people succeed, man, it's just fucking amazing.
Yeah,
fucking
for sure. Amazing. And you know, the crazy thing about that was last night they did the surprise opening for me, the surprise soft opening for me. Everybody in that room, I think I've known the longest in that room was 3 years. So that just goes to show you, like, not saying anything bad, but like, you know, sometimes the people you run with, your dogs and stuff like that, your friends, your family, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't be their supporters, dog. Sometimes you just gotta bet on yourself and be by yourself, and you know, you'll create whatever you need along the way as far as positivity. Like, that's just, it is what it is, man. And that's a sad truth. And building off of what you said, the world needs more people like us to like motivate and support and just be in everybody's corner, because a little bit of faith goes a long way, especially when I was going through my rough times as a trainer, like where I didn't know where my next meal was coming in or if I could pay the lights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just had like one client or one friend be like, yo man, like you're good at what you do, man. Just, you know, thug it out and just hold on to faith because I know big things are coming your way and blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, nah, I appreciate it. But you know, like, I think I might, you know, call it quits. And then I sat down and I was like, damn, dude, I've been betting on myself since day one. I can't let the people that want to see me fail win. And I was like, I'll be damned, like 50 Cent, get rich or die trying. Like, that's how it was. That was my mentality. Like, it was all or nothing, man. I had no backup plan. So like, you know, that's basically what it was.
Yeah, but, man. Yes. Yeah. And it's crazy that, like you say, like, sometimes it's not even your own people's, you know what I'm saying? It's a client.
Yeah.
Or somebody that you work with, or somebody that's surrounded, you know, from inside of your environment, let it be at the gym, somebody you see all the time at the gym, or somebody that you always see during a class or something like that. And it's just a really good feeling that, because what we all look for, especially like entrepreneurs or content creators or somebody that's trying to do something outside of the norm. You know, not everybody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I want to open up my own personal fitness center and be an instructor and a personal trainer. So I put you in the same boat as I do, like with content creators and like streamers and stuff like that. It's like out of the norm. You're not putting on a suit and you're going to the 35th floor and you're working for somebody. You know what I'm saying? So like for you to be able to be in your own lane and call your own shots, but also have the people that mean something to you be able to push you even further, it just means that, you know what I'm saying, like you still got a little gas left, you know. It's not totally,
oh, for sure,
over, you know what I'm saying? Because that, trust me, man, even me, something as wild as I wanted to be a famous rapper, I had certain individuals that always liked my music. They never said anything bad. And then I had the people that were in my ear that just said, like, you know what I'm saying, you're 26, you're 27, why are you still rapping, bro, if you ain't make it by now, you know. But along the lines, I fell into a passion for the music. And then, you know, eventually, right, I was just doing it because I loved it. You know, I would holler at other people. I would record other people for free, bring them to my house, show them how to use the studio, and et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, man. So it's all networking, man. It's you know, just helping people. You never know who you're going to run into and you know, how you're going to impact somebody. So, no, I definitely agree with that.
So branching off of that, you did know Tate in the DMs that you wanted to help build the community. Now, when you tell me you want to help build and give back to the community, is that necessarily in regards to on the personal fitness side, or as an all around general?
Just all around in general, man. I mean, you know, times are tough out there, and you know, it needs more positivity. doesn't even have to be anything about fitness. Like, you know, just, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but you know, back in the day when we're growing up, you know, we're super ignorant. Like we just don't educate ourselves about certain things, and we think everybody's out to get us or whatever. So like one of the things that I pride myself on, especially my gym now, it's a chosen family. So like I brand myself off of like building a community, like a group of people that I don't care who you are, everybody respects everybody. Like there's no like little cliques. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't care if you're a 50-year-old man or, you know, 27-year-old mom, whatever it is, man, just like everybody gets around and everybody's good vibes. It's like you're a family. So like kind of branching off what I was saying was, I would have never in a million years thought one of my best friends would be a gay male, because, you know, growing up, back when we were growing up, you know, like it was kind of just like weird. Like you don't really see straight people hanging out with gay people.
Yeah.
And like, it's really sad to say, you know, so like, obviously things transpired and I was like, you know what? I don't understand why I can't be the pillar to kind of like bridge, you know, whether straight males or females, and kind of mm-hmm. like bridge it to where like, you know, you guys could create a friendship with, you know, the gay community, LGBTQ or whatever it is, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, like,
you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm probably missing a letter or two, but anyway, so like I was back in the day, I was super ignorant, bro. Like, so, you know, I was working in, got a job at a gym in Wilton Manors, and, you know, a bunch of my homeboys came out there and they would have never known the guys they were working out with were gay, and like same thing vice versa, the girls and whatever, you know? So like, before they knew it, you had, you know, this one of the guys that I trained, a 67-year-old like buff ass dude, probably stronger than me, training with one of my NFL guys, and they would have never known. And like now they just kicking like homies and stuff like that. So like it kind of brings a smile to my eye to my face to like see like how like ignorance is fading. And like it's not like, oh, I'm not gonna be your friend because of your sexual preference or your skin color or whatever. Like,
yeah,
dude, like everybody's cool as shit. Like I don't understand, you know, why people just have that. And like all my homeboys at first were like laughing at me that I was working at Wilton Manors, and I was like, dude, honestly, I tell you the truth, no disrespect, but some of these what do you want to label as gay boys or whatever you want to call it, I'd rather chill with them all day every day, because those are some like dope ass dudes. I don't know why you guys don't like even, you know, give them the opportunity to like be your friend. Like I can guarantee you they're not going to try and bang you, you know.
Yeah.
But like as a straight male, like a lot of us were ignorant just thinking about that, and you know, like, so there's that like kind of like factor. But it's more of just like, you know, everybody's here to help somebody out, you know? So like, this might be a little bit too much for the podcast, but there was this one person that would sit outside a gym that I used to work at, like kind of like out in the corner of the gym, kind of like in between two stores. And you know, every day I would leave the gym to like get food or whatever, and I would see that person sitting there every fucking day, dude, every day, to the point where I was like, there's gotta be something bigger than why this kid, like this kid is like 15 years old just sitting there every day. So I said, hey, you know, like you want to go work out, you want to go shoot some hoops or whatever, like I work at the gym right here, I'll get you in for free, it ain't no thing, but like you sit out here every day, rain or shine, and you just sit here for hours and hours and hours. And you know, he came in, he was a little standoffish or whatever, but the next day he you know, came to the window and he knocked on the window and he waved at me or whatever, and I went outside and I was talking to him, and he goes, hey man, you know, like I want to thank you. And I was like, for what? And he goes, you know, for just like being the first person to ever talk to me. Like I feel like I'm alone in this world. And if you didn't, you know, reach out to me yesterday, I was probably gonna kill myself. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you know, like everybody just makes fun of me. And like, just because I'm a skinny kid and you know, like I don't have a lot of friends, they call me a nerd. Like, I was like, I don't feel like I belong here. And it took some like complete random stranger just to say, hey, you wanna go shoot some hoops or whatever. So like, you know, like you never know what people are going through, man. And you know, like what you say and what I say is, you know, we just need to be that light for somebody. You don't know who's fighting what. And you know, it just so happened that like I thankfully saved that kid's life, but I didn't even know what I was doing at the time when I did it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it has nothing to do with fitness or anything. It just, you know, just be that light in someone's room.
Yeah, that reminds me that it's funny that you bring up a story like this too. What was it, like maybe I think it was like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was working overtime and got in at work, clocked in at 7 o'clock, went and got my breakfast, and I go to the 7-Eleven that's on the corner of Andrews, what is that, Andrews and Oakland, because I work for the city of Fort Lauderdale. So I go there. Right. I go there like almost all the time. Coffee, whatever I need in the morning, I just stop there. Dunkin' Donuts is right next to it in case I feel fancy, in case I get paid that week. You know what I'm saying?
He's on fire.
So there's a guy there that I see like all the time. Same thing, like all the time. And he never spoke to me, never asked me for anything. But you know, he gives off the vibes that he could be homeless. You know, I'm not saying that he was or not, but obviously he was. And something told me to speak to him. And what was crazy was we sat down, we talked for like, I think it was like 15, 20 minutes, Mike. And it was like, he was just telling me his story. And the only thing that he kept telling me was like about how much that he lost. Like he lost everything. He lost his wife. He lost his car. He doesn't have a place to stay right now. He's staying with a friend. But sometimes the friend acts kind of funny when he brings his lady friend over and he doesn't want him to be over there. So he gave me the whole spiel. The whole spiel was just about everything that he lost. And I told him, I was like, well, I have to go do a job. But here's some money. Make sure you get something to eat for lunch. And then I come back to work tomorrow. If I see you here tomorrow, I'll make sure you get something to eat as well. So he goes, okay, cool, no problem. So we dapped it up and I left him. And it was one of those things that hit you and you start thinking about it like all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I don't know this man from the hole in the wall, but I hope and pray he didn't take my money and use it for something negative. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't trying to feed that fire. I was trying to make sure he got something to eat. So it was on my mind all day, all night. You know, I went home, went to sleep, woke up in the morning. I woke up a little extra early. I wanted to go stop by and see if he was there before I clocked into work. So I got to the 7-Eleven about 6:45. And Lord and behold, he was there. And I wanted to test him. I had a hat on and I had my mask on. When I first saw him, I didn't have my hat on. And I had only my mask. So I was basically like in disguise. Same uniform, same everything. So I'm walking up and he turns around, he sees me, and he lights up. He's super excited, super excited. So he goes, hey, he goes, I just wanted to tell you thank you because with the money you gave me, I saved it because right after you, five more people came right after you and gave me more money. He said, I walked away yesterday with almost $100. Like every person gave me like 20 bucks. And he goes, I've been sitting up here for months and nobody gives me any money. I might get, you know, here and there, whatever, $5, $6, just eat maybe once a week. And he goes, but after I talked to you, like five or six people came up to me and gave me like 15, 20 bucks a piece. And I was like, wow, really? He was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I used only $10 to get something to eat. And there's a motel down the street that you can get a night for like 45. It's like one of those little, I hate to call it that, but you know, little, you know, rat holes. It's like real small, dingy, like, you know, motel. It's still a motel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know where that is.
it beats the streets. So he told me, he's like, yeah, I took the 40 bucks. I got me a room. He's like, I took the 10 bucks. I got me something to eat. He goes, I came back to 7-Eleven. I got laundry detergent and some quarters. I washed my clothes. And I have enough left over to go tonight. You know, I can get another night. So I was like, I was super astounded. And he's like, bro, he's like, I don't know how to thank you. It's like you like rubbed off some good luck or you know, you dropped some fucking fairy dust or some shit. And and I just got super blessed yesterday. So I said, give
That's me a dope ass story, man.
Yeah, I said, give me a second. I'm gonna go inside. I went inside. I went to the ATM. I pulled out another 40 bucks. And I was like, well, here, you got another day in the motel. And I was like, if you play your cards right, you never know what will happen, you know, a week or two from now or a month or so from now. Just think it as that, you know, things are starting to at least, you know, go up from now. You know what I'm saying? You were doing a lot better than you were doing yesterday. But just the moral of the story is like, you know, when they tell you how much you did for them and you don't know, because I've given multiple people over the years of my existence on this earth a $5 here, $2 here, and I don't get that much of a reaction, you know, thank you, God bless, and they go about their day. But for this guy to go out of his way and tell me his whole spiel, and then for him to come back and tell me, you know, hey, it was because of you that good juju, he's like, because of you, five or six more people came and I walked away yesterday with $100, $110, $120. and it started with you. So if you would have never came, I don't think any of this would have been, you know, been applicable. So I could definitely see like the resemblance and similarities between stories, and it's a real cool story too, that you were able to, you know, bring him into the gym and let him do some stuff for the free, and, you know, get his mind off stuff, because he obviously needed help, and you know, without knowing it, you basically, you know, you saved that kid's life, and that's something that he'll remember for the rest of his life, you know, especially going off the edge that far and going into a dark place to where you want to, you know, you want to kill yourself, to be able to be brought back and see the light, like, hey, it's really not that bad, and there's people out there that are rooting you on, and it would just so happen to be you. That's a dope story.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. And your story was awesome too, man.
Yeah, and every now and then I still see him, bro. I still see him. He's still doing good. He told me he had recently got a job doing maintenance. They're only working on like three days out the week. So his off days, he does go up there and chill at the 7-Eleven, because 7-Eleven is right next to the motel. So I was like, hey, man, as long as you off the streets and you're not dealing with that
being
shit.
Safe, yeah. Yeah.
I'll continue to try to support you. So every time I see him, I try to go grab him a bag of taquitos or some shit or a hot dog from 7-Eleven, because I be using the 7-Eleven rewards app. I be getting shit for free.
Oh, trust me, I be doing that all the time too, man. Trust me.
I be hooking them up, man. I be hooking them up. So, let's see what else we got here on this notepad. Before we got all sentimental and shit. I know it's not open yet. And I know, I'm pretty sure you probably already thought about this, or I hope you at least thought about this. Do you have any plans on expanding and adding more locations to the MC?
Actually, I do. Yeah, actually, I do. So I was thinking about going somewhere down in Brickell, and then possibly like coming back to you know, home, like Davie, maybe Weston area, you know, come back, get on the D-Wood, Mount Rushmore next to you. And, you know, just kind of do my thing, man. And then after that, you know, maybe branching off to like Orlando, or maybe like Naples, Fort Myers. I mean, God willing, like maybe in New York or like something like major mainstream like that. But I mean, the whole goal was to get one. I got one up. So now the next goal within, you know, 3 years, 3 to 5 years, is to get at least 2 to 3 more up, and then facts, go from there.
Facts. And when you get famous, I could just walk around and say, hey, I know that guy.
Oh, for sure, man. Like I told you, bro, I make it, we all make it.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, that's what's up. So on top of adding more locations, I did see some videos and some background footage of, like, you know, the equipment and stuff that you have there. As far as what you have now available, What are some of the most anticipated updates, or actually like most of the, what's the newer equipment that you have in mind that you want to add to your facility?
Honestly, man, I don't really have anything like crazy I want to add. I'm super old school, man. Like, give me a barbell, a set of dumbbells. I mean, if you want to get crazy, you know, get some cables in there, but I'm super old school. I don't need any of that flashy shit. So, I mean, if you want to get super technical, I'll get some of that expensive stuff. But it's not even on my wish list right now.
So, you're not going to get a rock climbing wall? Because I want a rock climbing wall.
I'll put some rocks outside on the wall for you. I got you.
It's not the same, Mike. It's not the same.
If you want a rock climbing wall, I'll get you a rock climbing wall, but you're the only one that's about to use it.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Boom shakalaka.
It's my wall. Leave me alone. Exactly. It's my wall.
Big ass wall.
What else do we have here before we get into the rapid fire questions? You actually already took one of the notes out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, how is the outcome and the support system going for you? Obviously, you already touched on that. But I'll flip it. We're going to get a little personal with that. As far as the support system, okay, we know who you rock with. We know who you're friends with. I know who you're friends with. Were any of them there since day one supporting your dreams, or did somebody catch you off surprise and was like, nowhere to be found? You don't have to name drop.
Yeah,
I'm just,
yeah. I'm not going to name drop because, you know.
I mean, you could if you want.
Nah, I ain't that type of person. You know, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. There's some people that, you know, I've known since kindergarten that have been by my side, you know, never really supported me on the fitness journey, but they were always a positive, you know, role model. Like, oh yeah, you know, you should do that. You should do that. Like, I'll back you up. You know, they would promote me. They would do whatever. Recently, they actually got on their fitness journey, whether it's for a wedding or just for their mental health or whatever. So they were technically there, but they weren't always really there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had, you know, growing up, you know, we all had the same group of friends, and, you know, growing up, you thought those people were your brothers, and, you know, I don't talk to none of them anymore. So, I mean, it's a double-sided sword. I mean, it is what it is, man. You got those some people that are lifers and some people that are there for a season or two or a little bit of a longer season. But, you know, like people like you, you've been around forever, so you ain't going nowhere anytime soon. You better not. I'll kick your ass. But everybody else.
But I'll try my best, because if Sirius, if Sirius XM calls or somebody Apple calls and gives me a lucrative deal, I gotta go handle some business. I'll be back though. I gotta handle some business.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You always got me on Instagram. At least tell me what's up every once in a while on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll buy y'all cars.
Oh, for sure. I bet.
Oh, that's another thing I want to talk to you about. That Jeep that's in your pictures, that's your Jeep?
No, that's not mine. That was one of my clients that wanted me to do it for a photo shoot. I got a truck. I wish I had that Jeep, bro. That Jeep is beautiful.
Because if I could rewind time 6 years before I bought the Challenger, I wanted to get a Jeep. And I wanted to get a Jeep, not because you could put big tires on it, you could ride, you know, anywhere you want. It's just, you know, it's cool. I simply wanted a Jeep just for the fact that you could take the doors off.
Yeah, me too. That's actually on my 2021 goal list. It was open up a gym, sell my condo or lease out my condo, buy a house, and then get a Jeep, because I have a F-150 right now. So I like those big boy toys. So definitely just the Jeep, just to take the doors off.
That is the sickest thing, dog. It's so simple, but it's so cool. Especially exactly.
It's a little thing, man.
Yeah,
it's a
especially thing. Like man, if I know she doesn't really listen to my podcast, but when she does, if I wasn't married to my wife and I had a Jeep with no doors, shit. Catch me at the beach every weekend. Every weekend.
I'll be right there next to you, bro.
Ease of access, in and out. They don't even have to, we don't have to hold no doors. Exactly. We pull up, you jump in, we'll go take you out to eat, we'll go right back to where you was at, and you jump out, and that's it. Peace out, and we good. But yeah, a Jeep, man, that might be my next investment too, though. I just got done paying the Challenger off earlier this year.
Oh, that sucks. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. It took me a while, but I mean, I wanted to buy it brand new, so I had to come out of pocket $36,000, but I did it. I did it.
Yeah, hey, a lot of people can't even do that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that might be my next investment down the road, but my number one thing is to start saving up more. I want to work on my credit. I want to get out of my apartment and get into a house. That's like my biggest thing. Like, I want to settle down soon, you know. I mean, I'm already settled down, but like really settle down, make a family, start a family.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
It comes fast, bro. I turned 35 in November already, and I'm looking at my life like I gotta make some more changes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Before I have a midlife crisis.
For sure.
And I'm on fucking sure. Channel 7.
No, I feel you on that one, bro.
Oh man. So let's see here. What else do we have here? Other than MC Fitness, I'm guessing it the MC stands for your name, obviously.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it started off as a brand, because everywhere you would go, you know, like, oh, I was like, oh, I work at this gym, I work at that gym, but like it was just Mike there. Like, I didn't have an identity, I didn't have a brand. So anywhere I went, you know, I was like, oh, yo, let's just do MC Fitness. You know, a clean little logo, the beard guy on the back. Call it a day. So like everywhere you go now, you got, you know, MC Fitness bearded shirts and hoodies and everything all over the place. So started off as a brand, and then I just ran with it. I was like, yo, MC Fitness sounds clean, so let's just turn it into a gym name.
Okay, with that being said, did you have any other names?
I did have a few other names. Unfortunately, they were either taken or it just didn't fit my I guess style of training. So like one of them was going to be called the Pit, you know, black out the walls and everything, so that you walking into a dungeon, you better get your ass whooped.
Nah, the other one was that sounds too generic.
Yeah, and then the other one was the concrete jungle.
That was not bad. That's not bad.
Or the Iron Jungle, one of the two. I couldn't remember what I used to have. Bro, I had literally five pages front and back of just a whole bunch of dumbass names. I'm like, dude, these are all so stupid. And then I was like, why don't I just put my MC Fitness on the door? And I was like, and then my best friend at the time, she was like, yeah, man, why don't you do that? Like, MC Fitness, like, you already got a brand. Just, you know, just put it on a building. And I was like, yeah, that's the cleanest thing that I could do. So let's do it.
Big facts. It is clean. It's simple. I'm a very clean, simple man myself when it comes to certain things. I don't know if that's because I've gotten older, like with clothes and shit like that. Like, I just went to Target today. I bought 3 new graphic tees. Go me.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real simple. Vans, slides, Adidas slides, and I'm good to go. And, you know, it also when it comes to, like, you know, certain things that I used to do back in the day as well, like with my music. And like, it was really simple shit, you know. Like, the only mixtapes that I ever dropped are literally one word a piece. Like, one was The Infatuation and the other one was Nemesis. Like, it's super short, cut and clean. It's not nothing that has to be overly thought about or overly drawn out, you know what I'm saying? But I do like that you incorporated your own self into your name. I mean, I know a lot of people do it, like Michael Jordan and shit like that, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But for it to be your own stuff and from you, MC Fitness, it kind of has a ring to it. Like, unbiased as I could sound, it does sound better than the other ones. I'm pretty sure than the other 50 that you had.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah, it was bad. But not even that, like, I guess the biggest reason why I chose MC Fitness was for everything that it stood for, like the culture, the community, like, you know, just being a positive role model, giving back, you know, like that. That's what my name was mostly, MC Fitness was mostly branded off of. And then obviously, you know, like, you know, training a bunch of people and getting their results and stuff like that. So I definitely felt like the meaning behind MC Fitness was, you know, more than just my name, you know?
Facts. So are you still lucky enough to have your parents around? Your parents are still living well? They're still here?
Yeah, man. They actually surprised me last night, and those motherfuckers made me cry when they gave me a congratulations video. I was like, those fucking idiots.
I was gonna ask you how they react to you finally making it to this point, especially on opening day eve.
Yeah, I honestly, dude, like, I don't even think they even realized that how big my business was, because I was like, oh, I think I want to open up a gym, you know, whatever. And they were like, oh yeah, I think you should just go work at another gym. Like, I don't think you got enough people and blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I gave them my business plan and I was very conservative with my numbers. And they were like, you train all these people? I'm like, yeah, what do you think? I train like one person a day. Like, I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years. What do you expect? And they're like, yeah, but I didn't think it was that many people. And I'm like, yeah, like, I mean, I don't sit here and tell you every person I train and every aspect that I train. Like, I don't sit here that I tell you that I train Terrell Owens and his baby mama and all this other stuff. I'm like, dude, like, I keep my private life private, man. That's what it is, you know. Like, it is what it is. So like, when they were there last night,
not telling people what you do is the big key to success.
Exactly. Work in silence.
If they don't know your dreams, they can't shoot them down, as the famous J. Cole would say. You know, they don't.
It's facts, bro.
You know, facts. So. That's cool.
So they were there last night. Yeah, they were last night. They're like, I would have never imagined that all these people like you. I thought everybody hated you. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why they like me either, but they're all here. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's definitely dope that your parents not only were a part of it, but also support you. I know it's a brand new big adventure.
They weren't really supportive at first. Oh, the first 11 years, they weren't really.
Since you're right around my age, I already know how you feel. Especially like I said, anybody that's around our age, 30, 35, even 40, close to 40, our parents are like the old school vibe. You know, like they want you to get like they want you to get a real job, as they say, like a be a carpenter,
9 to 5,
or a plumber, or you know,
exactly.
Go to school. I hated school. I just, to be honest, I hated
school too, bro.
I hate
school. I was there for the free lunch and for PE. That's all I was there for.
Big facts. I was there for all the single ladies.
Well, that too, but I could have said on the podcast.
And fuck that shit.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I'm getting myself in trouble on here.
Oh yeah, me too. That's why I always had to make the disclaimer first before I say anything out of pocket. she in the next room too. She gonna come in here and drop kick me in my shit.
Hey, I'm not there to be your bodyguard, bro. You're on your own on this
one. Oh man. But other than that, that's dope. They're still accepting your dream. That now that it's actually come true. And
now
that they're still standing next to you and being a good support, because like I said, you know, like our parents back in the day, man, like they don't see how technology, but how modern times and the times itself have changed. You can make income doing basically whatever you want now. You don't have to be a mechanic. You don't have to be a plumber. You don't have to be a carpenter. Like, you can do the most outlandish shit and make money. You know, you see the streamers and you see the people on TikTok and YouTube. They do all of this stuff and they don't leave their house. So, yeah. I mean, it's dope that they're there for it, though. If anybody knows, I know that your parents at first are going to be real, real iffy. But once it comes and hits them in the face, you know, it's like, okay, well, maybe my son can actually pull this through and, you know, he'll be, you know, successful from it. So.
Yeah, and they were a little bit more on the fence about it because it was during the pandemic when I started this journey. Yeah. And they were like, are you sure you're going to do this? And I was like, well, you look at everything closing down left and right. Like, why can't I be that one person to, you know, grab my nuts and be a man and be the reason why I should do it with everything closing down? Like, why can't I open one, you know, because I have a big following. So, like, they were really, really on the fence about it. But now they're like, I'm glad you did it. So, you know, you got to bet on yourself, man.
Yeah, big facts. So, that about does it for all of my personal questions. Up next, we have the rapid fire question segment where I'm just going to be throwing you random questions. First thing that comes to mind.
Oh shit! All right.
They're not too outlandish. I did keep them fitness related. Go me, right? Go me.
Go you, but you could have thrown a curveball at me every once in a while.
I did. There's some in there, okay. But it's a majority of fitness because you know I still need to pick your brain a little bit.
So, I bet.
Up first, I have, what is Mike's favorite exercise to do, hands down?
Favorite exercise, I would have to say probably either flat bench or barbell squats.
What's Mike's least favorite exercise to do?
anything back related. I fucking hate back. I hate it. It's the legs of the upper body, dude. I fucking hate it. I don't know. I don't like doing back. You couldn't pay me enough.
Oh man. So what are you gonna do when the people need to do those exercises on a certain day of the week that you have classes? What are you gonna do? You're just gonna have one of your trainers that work there for you do it, and you're just gonna. You're gonna be on the mic.
Yup, I'll be like, yo, Ben y'all. Stiller? Yeah, exactly. Yup. Like, y'all motherfuckers know what you gotta do. I ain't doing this shit because you know I don't like doing back. But you're supposed to do it, but I ain't doing it.
Oh, man. What's your go to gym drink or gym beverage?
Like, as a pre workout or like as I'm working out or?
As you're working out.
As I'm working out, I'd probably say water just because, you know, if I drink anything too sweet, I'll kind of like get like caught, like, a weird taste in my mouth or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of just chug water. Maybe I put a little bit of a BCAAs in there for like flavoring or whatever, but I'm basic water.
What's your go-to music to work out to?
Oh, you know, bro, we're from Hollywood, man. You got to keep that shit ratchet. The 2000, bumping the 2000 hip hop, you know, every once in a while, put some J. Cole or some ratchet ass Drake in there. Mixtape Wayne. You can't go wrong with Mixtape Wayne.
Facts. how does Mike start his day?
How does Mike start his day?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what day it is, because there's some days I wake up at 5 in the morning. There's some days I can wake up, sleep in a little bit. But mostly it's just like a daily affirmation. Like, I guess the biggest thing is, all right, let's go 1-0, get a victory, whether it's making your bed or, you know, doing something productive before I leave the house. So that way I start the day on a high note. Before I leave the house, I read the quote that I put on my phone for 11 years that was, do it for the people that want to see you fail. So I look at that. And then I guess I would either drive to work either in silence and gather my thoughts and think about my day and what I got to do, mm-hmm. or I would listen to like a positivity, like a not a positivity, but like a educational podcast, because you know you got to educate yourself, you got to go with the times. So whether it's, it doesn't even have to be anything about fitness, just like maybe a John Maxwell or you know just a business guru,
yeah.
You know, kind of just get the ball rolling and just make you think outside the box, because a lot of trainers, they just think of like the most basic ass shit. And there's a reason why I'm where I'm at, is I think outside the box. I'm always three steps ahead of everybody else, and I do stuff a little differently. And it could be from that. It could be from, you know, just me being different and just thinking in a bigger picture. So that I guess is a loaded question or a little answer to your question.
Big facts. All right. This one is a little generic. Red or blue Gatorade?
Oh shit, I don't like either of them, bro. I have to go with orange or green.
Damn, well, I didn't know exactly which flavor Gatorade Mike liked, so I just had to.
I'm Gatorade all day. I'll drink any of them, but my go-to Gatorade is either the orange or the lemon lime.
Yeah, lemon lime is my shit too. And a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't like the lemon lime. I don't know why.
That's because they're not entrepreneurs.
Damn, shots fired. Alright, up next I have abs or chest.
I gotta go chest, man. We work on the dad bod, but we gotta have a strong dad bod, so
I need some abs.
Nah, man, I've been skinny my entire life, bro. Abs are overrated, man. Ain't nobody cares about abs anymore.
Oh man, tell that to my shirts. Oh man, treadmill or bike for cardio?
I'll probably throw a curveball at you and say Stairmaster.
You fancy.
Yeah, man, I'm bougie.
The stairs, don't they have ones that like incline, they go up? Or am I tripping?
Yeah, you might be tripping, but I know they got other things that are similar to it. You're thinking of something else. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's a similar equipment.
I was going to say, because I think LA had those, I think. Like they lifted up or some shit.
Yes, it was a treadmill with an incline, I think, or so. I don't know, dude. I don't pay attention to going there anymore.
Yeah, fuck it. Anyways, Nike or Adidas?
Nike all day. Nike all day.
Why?
Although I do got some Yeezys, a lot of Yeezys, but I'm Nike all day. That's just I've worn them since I was. Legit, bro, like that's what it is. Nike, Jordan, same brand. Converse is a branch off from Nike, so I mean that's what it is.
Facts. I only like Nike for their shorts, and I like Adidas for their slides. I think they have better slides than Nike.
Yeah, I like Adidas for their slides, although I can't really wear slides a lot, but I fucks with Adidas a little bit too, but not too much.
Favorite cheat meal.
Shit, favorite cheat meal. I don't know, man. It depends if I'm in a carby mood or if I'm in a sweet mood, or if I'm drunk. If I'm drunk, I'm probably gonna get all three of them. But
okay, let's say if you're drunk.
If I'm drunk, I'm gonna get the greasiest fucking pizza or like some or some shit with some like midnight cookies. I don't even know, man.
What inspires Mike to keep going?
My people, my people that I don't want to let down, as far as my clientele and everybody that believes in me. Like everything I do, I don't do it for the accolades or for like praise or anything. I strictly do it for the people that I invested myself into, because I want to see them, you know, succeed. I want to see them grow. I want to see them do better. You know, whether I'm mentoring you, whether I'm mentoring you, whether you're a client, whether you're my friend, you know, whatever it is, I everything I do is for you to become better.
Facts. I can believe that. Inspiration to the peoples.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a very, like, believe it or not, like, I'm a very selfless person. Like, what gets me up in the morning to do my thing is I want other people to, like, do their thing, you know? I was always, like, helping people, because if I wasn't a trainer, I probably was going to be some sort of teacher. Whether it was, you know, somebody where I could help somebody and add value to their life in some way, shape, or form. Trainer.
My boy was going to be a PE teacher at Driftwood? Come on, man.
Hell no. Hell no. What was that, Miss Corbin? Mr. Corbin was the PE teacher back then? I don't even know.
Yeah, it was.
That man's stretch was too high for me. I'm probably overqualified for that.
Oh, man. All right. Without getting in trouble, too much trouble, what was your first gym-related, like gym celebrity crush? Not celebrity, but like a famous, like, you know, trainer or somebody that you saw on IG, like if you had like a crush or
somebody that I knew or somebody that I knew I would never meet.
It could be both. Don't matter. Whichever comes to mind first, without getting in too much trouble.
I'm single, bro. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, my bad.
I'm about to send her this podcast and shoot my shot after this, actually. What's her name? Anna. Something. Yeah, she's Colombian, bro. She bad. She's a fitness model. And then the other one. Yeah. It's crazy because that was my best friend's friend growing up. So, like, she's a famous influencer now or whatever. So, I'm going to send her this podcast and shoot my shot. So, and if you help me out, bro, you know, I'll make sure that you're living a good life soon.
Oh, shit. I want creds if it happens.
Trust me, bro. I name my son after you or my daughter if I have the whatever. Whatever you want, bro. You got it, bro. Whatever you want, you got it.
I just want my motherfucking rock climbing wall, bro. If we get that, we'll be paid, bro.
I'll get you one for every day of the fucking week. How about that?
My man. Oh, man. What is one of Mike's guilty pleasures?
One of Mike's guilty, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, bro. My clients, if you guys are listening, uh-oh, turn off the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I'm a fat fuck, bro. My diet has been shit lately, but
mine too. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, man. I eat whatever. I work out to eat whatever the fuck I want, to be honest with you. That's my guilty pleasure is food.
Yeah, but you obviously have the metabolism to eat like that, you know, like Ocho Cinco.
I mean, it's
like he brags about
eating
shit.
It's slowly starting to slow down, man. I'm telling you, I probably can't be doing this whatever I want to eat for too long. But or if you want to say my other guilty pleasure is definitely still rocking shoes. I got too many shoes, bro.
Facts. I don't have enough shoes. I actually got to go shopping. I'm running out of shoes. I don't shop like that like I used to. Like when I was a kid, I used to shop like every paycheck.
Buy a pair of shoes. Yeah, every week I had like two pairs of shoes. Now I'm kind of slowing it down, but I'm still trying to like not buy shoes, but it's still happening. So I just bought a pair of the Kobe Grinches the other day for opening day. So I dropped five something on those, and I'm like, fuck, man, I need to stop buying shoes.
That's a lot of fucking money, dog.
yeah. Don't remind me, bro. But I told myself, I worked my ass off for 11 years to open up my own gym. I'm gonna wear whatever fuck shoes I want to wear for opening day. So I bought myself the Kobe wrenches.
Shit, might as well go all out. You got it.
Exactly. Mamba mentality 2021, baby.
All out. All right, and to wrap it up, what is Mike's spirit animal?
It's probably big ant.
This motherfucker here.
But if you had to pick another spirit animal, damn, dude, I don't even know. If it's not ant... It's not ant. I don't even know, man. We're usually gonna keep it at ant. Big ant. That's my spirit animal, straight up. Climbing rock walls and, you know,
he's heating
wearing
up.
Slides.
Oh man, you piece of shit.
Hey man, you on the Mount Rushmore at Driftwood, so I gotta be like you somehow.
I'm about to make a comeback. I'm about to go out there. I'm trying to see if
hey,
I can
you let
get
me know.
I'm trying to see if I can get some people to go out there one time. Just go out there, just be terrible and just have fun.
Yeah, you let me know, bro. I'll go up and down the court one time, I'll be done, but I'll stand in the corner the rest of the game and shoot my shot from the corner.
That's all you have to do, bro.
I think the last time I went out there was probably the last time you were out there, about 4 or 5 years ago was the last time I was out there, probably.
Long time ago, bro. I'm gonna try to make an appearance. Man. It'll be fun to get the whole old gang back out there. Cause I think Birdo and them still go out there from time to time. Like they'd be be writing on Facebook and shit. It's all go play and like they'd be going out there and shit. But yeah.
I know if
I make like a Facebook event or some shit and like
we about to slide, bro.
Yeah, just get everybody to go out there one weekend and just everybody just bring like fucking water. and some Gatorade.
Yeah, some shit, bro. Some Pedialyte or something. I don't even know. But yeah, man, I was talking to Basic the other day too, and he said, well, he's gonna slide by the gym, so if you want to slide with him, you can. But he wants to come out there and start hooping too, so we might have to get a 30 and over league back at Driftwood.
I'm down. I'm so fucking down, bro. But you got a basketball court in the facility?
Nah. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but it's either a basketball court or a rock climbing wall, man. You got to pick one of the two.
Nah, I want the rock climb, bro. Fuck the basketball.
All right, bet. Yeah, we're going to make an appearance at Driftwood. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll set something up. We'll set something up.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we have reached the end of the podcast. You guys know what happens when we get to the end of the podcast. Got to hit you guys with the respect button one time. Just want to thank Mr. Mike himself for coming along onto the podcast. But before we go, let everybody know where they can find you at. Let them know where MC Fitness is located at. Talk your shit. Give your shout outs. Everything. Yep. Go ahead.
Starting tomorrow. 2212 South Andrews Ave, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316, MC Fitness Performance and Training. Whenever you guys want to come out, I'll be more than happy to take care of you. Whether you have any type of injury, so you need physical therapy, we have a physical therapist on staff. We have performance trainers, so we train anybody from elite high school athletes all the way up to, you know, professional people, the Hall of Famers that still want to be active, to the everyday weekend warriors. And then I even have, you know, my old head's coming out, you know, so it doesn't matter what your age is, whatever your fitness level is, we'll get you right, we'll get you tight, we'll get you looking sexy like Big Ant.
Ooh, yes, dad bod included, baby, dad bod included.
Yeah, man, but I appreciate you having me on the podcast, big fan of the show, hopefully I'll make a second appearance or we can do a podcast at the gym.
Yeah, as soon as my broke ass gets this camera, I'm gonna come through, cause my whole setup is mobile. I have two boom arms. My mixer is portable. I have a battery pack that I can connect to it, and I could just bring the shit anywhere. I got a big duffel bag. I'm ready to go. It's just Corona been fucking me up, but I'm working on getting the camera real real soon, cause I want to start updating for the YouTube and shit like that. So we will have you back here. And we probably will probably do both. We'll do a follow-up episode maybe in a month or so, check and see how things are going. And then after that, we'll actually come through and shoot a little vlog and do another podcast. And maybe I'll go there, I'll work out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, we'll get on the podcast and we'll chop it up, man. It's been a pleasure, dog.
Yeah, for sure,
I appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, I know we've been rescheduling. Work's been kicking my ass, and you've had so much, you know, so much shit to do up until tomorrow. So, just taking the time out to be here, I'm blessed. So, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me on, man. I really do. It's awesome.
No problem.
Keep
man.
On doing your thing.
I'm trying. So, again, if you guys are new here, we appreciate you. And if you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you more. If you made it to this far at the end of the podcast, you guys already know where you can follow me at. All of my info is on my Podbean website, my podcast website. It has one link, a solo link, takes you to everywhere and anywhere the podcast is available. I'm available on all platforms. It's not hard to find me. So check us out. Remember, if you needed any info, just rewind the podcast, write down the address, check out MC Fitness. It's going to be dope. I'm here for it. So again, Mike, I appreciate you, and we'll have you back soon, brother.
For sure, man. Take it easy.
All right. Peace, bro.
Peace.